that came to the Red Sea, and the mountains on either side, water in front, Pharaoh's army in the back. And God says through Moses, stand still and see the power, see the glory of God. And stretch forth that rod and the waters parted and the people of God go across on dry land. And those ensuing to follow, God just slapped it back together. I like this one, another Richard Rogers thing. He said, here's Pharaoh, you know, with all of his regalia and his power and that ragtag little bunch of people that he's just let go. And he is saying, Pharaoh is saying to Moses, who is God that I should listen to his voice? And Richard says, he paints the scene so wonderfully. Richard, are you listening from heaven? Richard says, when the waters came down on those, all that Egyptian army, and they're all there, when it all ends, the Israelites march back among the dead. A chariot wheel is here. A dead person is there. They're searching for a particular thing. And finally, through all of the dead bodies, they come across one that is garbed in this kingly robe. And his crown is sitting next to him. And he's face down in the mud. And so he said, Moses walks up to him and under a flick of his toe flips him over and says into his dead eyes, looking up into heaven and seeing nothing, what was the question again? Who is God that we should hear his voice? I'm telling you who he is. He's the Almighty.